Okay, everybody say shh. Pusha, can you turn around? Pusha, get the chin down. Okay, everybody say, today we'll continue. This packet we're not finishing today. It's going to take much longer. So we'll do one section now. And Bez Hashem, Sunday we have regular shir. Sunday shir on Kibbut Avim. And Monday we have regular. I understand it's regular. But Monday's regular, and then weiter. Okay. You're talking about Zechiah. So let's take a look now on page 12 in the Gemara Pesachim and Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Because this has to do with the tshuva that we saw from Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan argued with the Ktzos, and he said that Zochin, there's no din of Zochin. Only Le'odam and not Me'odam. Zochin works unilateral, both, right? Binary. Both ways. Okay. So you have a Gemara Pesachim and you give him a little bit of Aleph on page 12. Vavrav Stavrel Hadar of Nachman, Dama Ravin, Barav Ada, Maise Ba'odam Echad. She hifkid diskiya melei chametz etzel Yochanan chakuka. There was a person left chametz that Yochanan chakuka should watch. The nagvu akbar, and the mice started pecking away at the bag. You know, so he had a bunch of chametz inside, and then it was in a bag, and the mice started, you know, pecking away at the bag. And the chametz was obviously the holes in the bag, and it was starting to pour out. Rebbe, and they came before Rebbe to know what to do, because here, you know, it's, in other words, Rashi says, maybe they should sell it. Maybe should, in other words, chametz is coming anyway, and maybe they should sell it. So, in other words, because, you know, it's chametz, it was Erev Pesach, right? And the mice were eating it, and so what do you do? Because this way, if they sell it, they'll get money for it, and they can give he can get money for it. If they don't sell it, then it's going to be Asur Bahanoah, and then the guy has nothing. So the first hour of the day in their faces says, no, wait. Shniya amar lo hamtein. Says, wait. Shlishish amar lo hamtein. Revis amar lo hamtein. You know, wait. Hamishis amar le say umochra b'shuk. So he says, okay, you, the shomer, should sell the chametz now. This way you'll get money for it, and then you'll be able to give it to the mafkid. What? In other words, a fellow was watching chametz with someone else, and it was Erev Pesach, and the guy wasn't around, and he didn't, and the mice started, pecking away. So they thought maybe they should sell it. This way, the guy will get money, because if they don't sell it, then it'll be too late. So the Gemara says, "My lav lenochri, Rebbe Yehuda." So who was it to sell it to Goy? I'm Rav Yosef Lol Yisrael, Rav Meir. In other words, is it that they're going to sell it to a goy? Was a goy, obviously, there's no issur for a goy to have chametz on Pesach. No, he said, sell it to Yisrael. Rashi says, Rav Meir, because if you don't sell it now, maybe Yisrael will still buy it. Still some time before the Zman Isser. Because the different shitas of Rav Yehuda, Rav Meir, when is the Zman Isser? So according to, if it's still mutter according to the mayor, so you sell it to Yisrael. But the point being is that this is Mamas Rav Yitzchak Chochom, it's a Gemara, that you went ahead and you sold someone's chametz without their permission. So it's like a zchiyah. So let's see what, and it says in Shulchan Aruch, let's look at Shulchan Aruch. Yisrael sheyah biyado chemso on page 13. Yisrael sheyah biyado chemso shel Yisrael acher b'pikardim. With one Jew had another Jew's chametz. Yakvenu at shah chamishis. Which he should wait till the fifth hour. In other words, what is chametz is also b'hana midaraisa from what chatzos, and then they added another hour for nisr hana, an hour before chatzos, right? It's machlokas, right? So if you hold, so in the fifth hour, you could still, that's 2 hours before chatzos, because you have the fifth hour, and then the sixth hour. Sixth hour, the end of the sixth hour, that's katzos, that's also midaraisa. But the fifth hour, if you hold the fifth hour, still mutar mahana, so you should wait. You could, in other words, you can wait to the fifth hour and then sell it. Then you sell it to a goy. In other words, but once the Zman Issa comes, so the fifth hour he can still sell it. And if he didn't sell it, he has to destroy it. Even though he doesn't violate Bal Yerua, because it's the other guy's chametz, he's just watching it for him. Hey, look at the Magen Avraham. Dalid Yakvenu Nivalim Dim Hudovah Shalom Yimtza Berevach Konim B'Shahei Butum Mecha Kodim Lachem. In other words, if he thinks that no one's going to buy it so close, the last hour that you can still benefit from chametz, might not be so many people interested. But maybe if you sell it an hour before, at least you have 2 hours to. There might be more. So he says that if you can, you think you'll get more customers 2 hours before, then it's okay. So let me ask you a question. So this is that din of Rav Yitzchak Chochanan that you could right? That was his tshuva. I mean, that the Beis Din was going to sell the chametz on behalf of the guy who didn't get home on time. So what is the Ksos going to say to this?
Is there a difference?
Issachar, but there's no Issacharis. It's because Bali Ra is not an Issachar. Issacharis is on eating.
B'di'evet,
what?
Well, you have the ksosia. You have the packet with the ksosia. Does he quote this?
One.
Was it one? Yeah, it was one. Yeah. In other words, once you have this gemara, isn't this a classical Zachin Me'adam? Shulman said, in other words, is this case parallel to the Truma Sedeshin or not? Because the Truma Sedeshin's case is taking away the challah so you can eat it. Unless you're saying this case is better. Don't eat it. Yeah. Don't eat it, we'll give it to the. Yeah. The question is, if there's a mechanism, there's no halachic mechanism of Zachin Mei Adam, and that was the whole Rav Yitzchak Kochanan's tshuva. The whole tshuva of Rav Yitzchak Kochanan, do we have this far Rav Yitzchak Kochanan here or this? No. I have the part of the tshuva in that packet. I'm saying that. In other words, is there another way of explaining this Gemara? And why didn't Rav Yitzchak Kochanan, maybe he did, I don't know, at least in the part of the true vice, so why didn't he quote this as a raya? He had the question of the Beis Din, that the Beis Din could sell the guy didn't come back yet. So what's the chiddush? I mean, isn't it a mefurish din in Shulchan Aruch? Why do you need Rav Yitzchak Kochanan's tshuva for? So I think maybe the answer is like this, that for here, the guy is going to get, you see, he's going to sell it, but the Maisa, the guy is going to get the money. He's going to sell $100 worth of chametz for $100, and the guy will get $100. So he didn't really take anything from him. In the other case, when it was. What? Right. Okay, yeah, I mean, I mean, it's probably still better to have $100 of cash than have $100 worth of Cheerios that that mice, you know, were already, you know, pecked at. No, you can't eat it. This is Chomet Shomel of a Pesach. Yes, so therefore what? But Lemaisa, whereas, and it also could be over here that the Mechir wasn't Chal. You see, this is another thing I want to say. Who says the Mechir is Chal? Maybe the Mechir is not Chal. And the Meister, he's giving him $100 for $100, but not that there was a real Mechir. He gets $100 instead of having nothing. You see, in the case of the Yerush Kochanan, you need, one second, you need, but that's not true, because he's saying, Yim Kirenu La'akum. So it's much for the Mechir is Chal. So that's not going to work. Right, we won't permit it unless you have this type of case. So that's the question. So what we need to do, I don't have it here, you know, Rav Scheinberg, Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg wrote a sefer called what? Tabas HaChoshen. Have you heard the sefer Tabas HaChoshen? Rabbi Josh Hoffman said he was once in Merkez Harav, and Rav Shaul Yisraeli was giving a shir, and he was saying, he's going to the Tabas HaChoshen, he wanted somebody to bring a Tabas HaChoshen, and they didn't have it. He said, how could it be? You don't have a Tabas HaChoshen. So what is a Tabas HaChoshen? You ever hear the sefer? The Tabas HaChoshen is, basically, Rav Scheinberg went through every ktsos, one by one, and he collected all the achronim that speak on that particular ktsos and the discussion. Simon by Simon, Sif by Sif by Sif, the whole sefer ktsos. And he wrote, and that sefer is called Tabas HaChoshen. Then he wrote another sefer, he goes through every Avni Miluim, piece by piece by piece, and he wrote a sefer called Milui Evan. Ksos and Avni Miluim are the same author. Then he wrote another sefer that he went through every Shrev Shmaitza, piece by piece by piece. Actually, it was a Perush and Rav Shlomo Zalman sefer, but he called it Agra Shmaitza. So he was very into the, you know, Ksos, the Sivas. So that's the real alumnus. So he wanted the boys in his, you know, to know how to think. He was very into that. That's why he had the Mishmar. You know the Mishmar, Mishmaris Chaim, you know that sefer? Mishmaris Chaim was his Mishmar. The Mishmar was Thursday night, he would give a question in Lumdus, where you had to make a chiluk and see how the guys would, and then they printed it all up, okay. Should be familiar with these farm. So I think we should look there, see if maybe he should point out why, in other words, what is the Ksos going to do with this halacha? Of Yisrael Shehabir of Chem Tzosho Yisrael Achem Pikadon. So then, Lo Boi Lav Im Kirenu Lachem. So what right does he have to sell somebody else's thing? So if you say Zchia, then I understand. But it's Zachin Mayodim. Because unless you say, since you're getting the money back, so that's not Zachin Mayodim, in contrast to the case of the Ktsos, where you're being mafresh something. So that part you lose, but it's for a good reason. You don't get any money for that thing. So that's Zachin Me'adim. Maybe this is not called Zachin Me'adim. But then, if that would be the case, Rav Yitzchok Chachanun wouldn't have had to work so hard to say he's refuting the Ksos, so therefore the Beis Din can sell the Chametz. You know, the only thing you could say is maybe when the Beis Din sells the Chametz, they don't give, no one's giving the amount that the Chametz is worth. See, here in the Stama, they got the value. I'm just thinking out loud. Maybe you can say like this. If you mafresh something, so that means that you're giving it away to the Kohen, and you're not getting money for it. So that's Zochin Me'od. So even though the Tzos, it's a good reason, but the Tzos says you can't do that because you're taking away assets. You can only add assets. You can't take away assets. But in this case, you're what? You're not taking away assets because he's getting the same money that it was worth. So what is the reason? What do we need to choose the reason for Chalun? You have a Mechaber and Silver Lark. The reason for Chalun was a great man, but the Mechaber already said it. So maybe the answer is, that in the case of you selling it to a peasant, they were getting money, maybe it totally put them. So that, maybe, you need a real deal of the fear, because you're taking away someone's you're giving $100 worth of chametz, you're getting a pruta. So it was but for a good reason, because it would. But here, he's selling $100 worth of chametz for $100. So maybe the toast would have been. That's what I'm thinking out loud, but I should be my own. Let's see if this is a good. Okay. The next thing we have to do is we have to see a Gemara in what? In Nazir. With a Toysus. And then, once we see that, then next week we'll be able to see a famous under Kevin Samishna and Chasam Sofer and all these things. So the Gemara in Nazir, Yud Beis Amud Aleph, on page 14. Says ki mashi shliach b'milsa dekay mekamei b'milsa the lo kay mekamei lo mashi shliach. So the shlichus can only work with something you can do yourself. But you can be mekadesh a woman yourself. So say you don't want to, you appoint a shliach. But you can only appoint a shliach to do something that you yourself could do. If you yourself couldn't do it, then you can't appoint a shliach. Right? That's the basic yisod. So the Tosfos and the bottom here, I didn't bracket it, so it's the bottom Tosfos, it's the third wide line of the bottom Tosfos. In the middle, it says, "Vimtomla da ma'isim b'chol yom she'isha omeres l'chaverta lushu l'kemach v'afrishicha l'bavuri." Whereas sometimes a woman says to her Jewish maid or her friend, "You know what? Take this dough, take this flour, make dough, and be mafrish chala. I'm appointing you as a shliach." Here's the flour. Go make dough and be mafrish challah. So what's wrong with that? Here, even the Ksos should agree it's good because it's mamash shlichus. But the answer is, at the time of the appointment of the shliach, the dough didn't exist yet because it's just flour. So since you can't do it yourself, how can you appoint the shliach? That's Tosfos Kasha. אם תאמר, דה מייסים בכל יום שאיש אומר, שתחבר את הלושי וכמח, ואפי שיחל בבורי. וגם תלמידים של בייס רבן אומרים כן. ואיך נעשה שליח בדובר הזה? הבשור שעושה עושה שליחוס, לא עושה יכולה בעצמו להפיש קלו מכמח זה, שאינו בר חיוב, ושאין מפיש קלו מכמח. He can't be mafish kala from kemach, if it's just flour. So then how can you appoint a... In other words, the minoy shlichus, in other words, this woman is going to go shopping for 5 hours. So she says to her friend, you know what, or her maid, whatever, here's some flour, go make flour, make dough from the flour, and then mafish kala. But at the time she was appointed as a shliach, it was only in the stage of flour. So the Balabasta herself couldn't do it. So you can't do it yourself. How could you appoint a shliach? The echnos a shliach v'dov hazeh, habashosha also so shlichus, loisa yichola b'atzma l'hafish chala mikemach, zeh sheinu b'achiyu v'sheinu m'fishu chala mikemach, v'olmer rabbeinu tam, v'yesh b'yodo l'havi isa b'gulgeles, v'lo m'isa zu teichala al kemach l'chshei nilosh. ודברים שביודו כיום זה אין זה דובר שלא בא לעולם כיוון שביודו לעולם שלא גלגל איסה קורי שפר בא לעולם כיוון שיודו לעשות כדא אומר פרק האומר So what does he say? He says that so it's a dovish alo bala olam, so therefore the balabasta can't do it herself, so how can she appoint the shliach? But he says it's biyada to bring a piece of dough that's already dough and to say that isazu teich chala al kemach l'sheyeh nilosh. Whereas since right now the woman could take another dough out of her closet and say that you should be that the dough that's already in the dough form will be hufresh. In other words, this to be mafresh from this isa, it's not isa yet, it's kemach, but you could be mafresh from dough onto the kemach that you could, and that dough perhaps exists. So therefore, it's considered that it's Baal. Okay. So that's this discussion. Oh, yeah.
It's not true that like the main group just gets mitzvah as opposed to the shlichus. She's not talking meaning like she does the thing, so she gets mitzvah.
Right, but uchara, you can't. If it's someone else's dough, you can't be mafresh. You can only mafresh your own dough. The only reason you can be mafresh is if you're a shliach, or the Chuma Sadesh, but she doesn't own it. It's hard. This woman's dough, she's telling her friend, I have to go out and do shopping, do me a favor. You the babysitter, she's watching the kids. So here, take the dough, take the flour, and make dough, and then be mafresh challah for me. And then I'll be back in 5 hours. Bye-bye. So we assume that's good. So the question is, why is it good? Why don't you say that that it's you can't appoint a shliach for something that you can't do yourself? So he says that no, really she could do it herself right now, because right now if she has some dough that's already made dough, she could be mafrish onto that. So for onto the woman's kemach, that could be done now. So even this could be also okay. Now this is going to be. Discussed in a famous discussion of the poskim and the Mekeves HaMishnah about a case of a woman who's married to a man who became a shota. So what do you do? So when your wife becomes a shelter, so you can remarry if you get heter meir rabbanim. But when they do a heter meir rabbanim, they write a get. So the get is here, and so they make a shliach to write the get, to give the get, and then they give it, they leave it in escrow, right? And the get is ready to go, and then they have the heter meir rabbanim, then he remarries. So the question that the Achronim are going to talk about is, what good is this get? Because at the point that the get is written through his shlichus to write the get, or to give the get, his wife is what? Is not able to receive a get. So maybe the whole shlichus, so he can't megarish her now. So then how can he appoint a shlich to be megarish her? The other question. In other words, how does it work when your wife becomes a shota, and you have to, and so you get a heter meir rabbanim, but you do a get beforehand, and you give it to, you know, you keep it in escrow, you know, you keep it a third party, but how could you do that? Because the get won't be good, because you appointed a shlich to give a get to a woman who can't receive a get at right present time. So then the whole shlichus should be good. So that's going to be an extension of that discussion of the Gemara and Tosis and Nazir, and Bez Hashem, we'll get to that next week. Okay, we'll take a 2-minute break, and Bez Hashem will start our